Researchers have a new way of tracking birds. They're attaching tiny radio transmitters to the animals and putting up antennas on the ground to detect the birds as they fly about. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk has more from a workshop at the Powder Mill Avian Research Center, a branch of the Carnegie Museums.
Here in the Laurel Highlands, bird calls ring out across the forest from song sparrows, dark-eyed juncos, and other species. To track the animals, researchers used to attach an ID band to a bird's leg and hope that someone, somewhere would find it, probably once it had died, and that that person would bother to report it. Luc DeGroat is one of those researchers.
We made these incredible discoveries with banding, and it still is an incredible tool. But when it comes to figuring out where birds go, it's pretty inefficient.
The Powder Mill staff would band 10,000 birds a year, only to recover two or three. Their system changed 2 years ago after DeGroat heard about the MODIS tracking system.
MODIS stands for movement in Latin.
Developed in Canada, there are now 400 MODIS stations in North and South America. Researchers set these antennas up to detect tagged birds within a several mile radius. But first, they've got to catch a bird to tag it. It's snowing the day of this workshop, where researchers from across the Americas have gathered to learn about the MODIS technology. DeGroat clears some snow from a table to put down several metal cages.
I shoveled it off. I'm going to pour some birdseed. To draw them in.
An hour passes, and already a few birds have walked into the cages and taken the bait. Indoors, workshop participants watch DeGroat apply a tag to one of the birds. Each transmitter is smaller than a fingernail, with strings that stick out to broadcast a signal. It's attached to a little harness made from elastic sewing thread.
We're going to put the bird's legs through those loops, and it's going to fit over that knob that the birds have on the leg, and it's going to sit on the rump, kind of like a fanny pack.
Later, in a field nearby, workshop participants attempt to set up one of the antennas. Bob Fry from the Klamath Bird Observatory in Oregon works alongside another participant. They're trying to drive a metal anchor into the wet ground.
It's being difficult, but it's going in.
Fry is with Pablo Elizondo from Costa Rica Bird Observatories. Elizondo plans to put up five of these stations this year, the first in Cerro de la Muerte, or the Hill of the Dead. He says it should really be called the Hill of Life, because it's home to many of the 83 bird species that live exclusively in the highlands of Costa Rica and Panama.
It's extremely relevant for us to deploy this kind of technology because it will allow us to also track movements on some of those resident species that we know very little. So for some of these species, we don't even know if they move or not between seasons.
Plus, there are only a handful of MODIS stations in Latin America compared to North America. Yet many birds fly back and forth across the entire region. That includes the Swainson's thrush, which is what Fry wants to study in Oregon.
It's a really cool little bird. It's got a beautiful song.
The bird spends at most a few weeks in Oregon each year to fatten up before continuing its migration.
We're hoping using this MODIS system that we'll be able to describe very precisely, like within a meter or so, of where that bird is, and we'll be able to go out, do vegetation surveys, and see where that bird's been foraging, where it's been seeking shelter.
The Swainson's thrush population is in decline. Information like what Fry hopes to collect helps researchers identify threats to birds and better conservation practices. As the group breaks for lunch, DeGroat says Powder Mill is using the MODIS system to find out what happens to birds that hit windows. Some people think when birds survive a collision, they're fine because they fly off.
There are other people who say, no, it has a concussion, like all this awareness about football players and boxers, that this is going to have some sort of long-lasting effects, either immediately or possibly down the road. And that's what we're trying to figure out.
The truth, he says, is probably somewhere in the middle. It's important to pinpoint because it will help determine just how severe a problem windows are for birds and promote ways to retrofit windows to prevent those collisions. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.